This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Friday, August 5th. We will get another break from extreme heat Friday before it returns on Saturday. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be sunny with a high near 88 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area on Friday, with a light wind. On Friday night, it'll be partly cloudy, with a low of around 71 degrees. An assailant who attacked three members of a Cedar Falls family who were camping last month at Maquoketa Caves State Park shot and stabbed the father, stabbed the mother, and shot and strangled their 6-year-old daughter, state autopsy results revealed on Thursday. The state medical examiner, who for the first time disclosed that the family members had been stabbed or strangled, ruled the deaths were homicides. The Iowa Department of Public Safety also confirmed the attacker to be Anthony Sherwin, 23, of La Vista, Nebraska, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after the family was attacked early July 22nd in their tent. Sherwin was at the park camping with his parents at the time. The family members killed in the incident were Tyler and Sarah Schmidt, both 42, and their daughter, Lula. Their son, Arlo, 9, survived the attack without physical injury, but investigators have not said where in the park he was when the attack, inside the tent, occurred. Investigators indicated that there are some indications for what the motive for the attack was, but they did not disclose them on Thursday. One of Iowa City's two female firefighters is suing the city for gender and sexual orientation discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. Sadie McDowell, who has been on unpaid leave since 2021, said in a lawsuit filed Wednesday in Johnson County District Court, she has experienced, quote, inappropriate sexist, sexual, and racist comments, unquote, as well as unwanted sexual contact and embarrassing situations, like someone stealing her pants while she was in the shower. Throughout her 10-plus years of employment, Sadie heard male firefighters and fire officers make sexually inappropriate comments nearly every single day, the 19-page lawsuit states. Saying she has developed mental health conditions, including depression and stress-related disorders because of the incidents, McDowell is seeking a jury trial. Meanwhile, the city of Iowa City denied McDowell's claims in a statement on Thursday. Just in time for the University of Iowa Stanley Museum of Art's long-awaited reopening on August 26th, its most heralded piece, Jackson Pollock's Mural, is back on campus after a long hiatus. Mural arrived home July 14th, after 9 years touring museums and entertaining millions in Europe and across the United States. Welcomed by Museum Director Lauren Lessing in its 3,200-pound crate, Mural has been placed in his new home in the second floor Chris and Susie DeWolf family gallery. Displaced all the way back by the 2008 flood, the 8x20-foot mural traveled to 14 venues at home and abroad, while the museum and its collection were in limbo. The new museum will be officially dedicated August 26th, kicking off a 2-day grand opening celebration. Its inaugural exhibition, titled Homecoming, will display more than 600 works by 500-some artists, including Mural, which marks a pivotal moment in Pollock's career.